Charlene Steinkamp invites you into their living room in Pompano Beach, Florida, for a telephone conference call. Let's join other men and women from across the land who are seeking God's restoration of their marriage.
Welcome, welcome to Rejoice Marriage Ministry conference call for the National Day of Prayer. We are honored and thrilled to have every one of you who are going to be participating with us in prayer. I believe this is a very important day every year for all of us believers, Christians, that are going to participate in some way to pray, asking the Lord to bless and guide our nation. Now, what we're going to be doing is praying openly, and so everybody can each hear each other. But what we're going to do different to help the noise be the least amount of excess noise is to mute your phone if you're not praying. So if you're not praying, please mute your phone, and then the rest of us can hear the person praying very clearly. And we're also going to ask you to join us in prayer. Now, there's going to be some of you that will not want to participate in praying out loud, but the ones that are, we're going to ask you to pray briefly, short prayers, so that all the people that are joining us that want to pray will be able to pray. At our Bible study, we call them popcorn prayers, but if we pray more than a minute, then we're only going to get 60 people on there, and there may be other people that want to. So what we do is we do a short prayer, and then if there's silence, then of course you can continue and do another prayer about the different sections that we're going to follow with the National Day of Prayer pamphlet that they've given us that we're following. So as we open up, let me read from the pamphlet. So before we start, as we pray for our leaders, we're going to pray with humility, with our hearts and our softened, and as we realize they need God's grace as we do. And as we pray for our nation with hope, we're encouraged knowing that it's ultimately in the hands of our Father. So God Almighty, based on Ephesians chapter 4, the prayer for America's challenge is designed to engage, equip, and encourage people to seek and encounter the Lord through prayer for our nation. And pray for America is the theme this year. And the scripture that was in our devotional today is, of course, Matthew 12:21, and in his name, the nations will put their hope. And I'm going to open up with my favorite scripture, and that is going to be 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 and 15, which is where we're crying out to the Lord. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. So we're thrilled to have everyone join us. We know there are people joining us every minute and they're going to be coming in. But we ask that the ones that are joining us to mute your phones unless you are praying so that everybody does not hear that. Lord, I just praise you and thank you for today. Thank you that we can come together and we can pray in agreement for our nation. And we just ask that as we pray today that we remember that we will beginning to pray for your divine perfect will and way for our nation. Lord, we are asking for you to touch the many different areas that our National Day of Prayer wants us to emphasize regarding our government, our church, our military, our families, education, and our media. Lord, we're asking you to bless all the businesses around the United States. We pray for your divine intervention in our national, state, and local economics. Lord, I am just praying that we are going to pray that this is going to be a day that in the heavenlies, Lord, you are going to move the mountains of circumstances that are coming against us. So, Lord, I also want to lift up right now first is that we pray for all the people that are who are still in the hospital in Boston due to having a crisis hit them, due to having terrorists attack us, Lord, we ask that you would be with all the family members who have lost their loved ones. We pray you be with the ones who have lost the limbs that are going through rehab and all the adjustments for the rest of their lives. Lord, we are just ask that you will protect our nation from the evil one. And we just give you the praise and the glory for all that you're going to do in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, anybody that wants to join now and to pray in those different sections, just let's pray briefly back and forth, and we will have a blessed time praying with each other.
Lord, I just want to lift up the president to you, his cabinet. Lord, I pray for your wisdom to be in that White House. And, Father, I thank you that you are the God that reigns over the United States of America.
Amen.
Father, we ask for the same thing that King Solomon asked, for an understanding or a hearing heart. And we want to be able to hear your words in life and understand your directions for our lives so we can walk in your wisdom. So we have the Holy Spirit who flows through us, who guides us into all truth. Lead us in our walk in your wisdom in all things so that we can live victoriously in our nation and that our life with you that you have given us is fulfilling. And we just thank you for our lives, your Father God. Thank you for blessing our nation. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Lord, I ask you to lift up our church leaders and give them guidance to continue to teach us and keep us strong for our nation. We ask you this, Lord, in your name, your mighty name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for all the families that are going through struggles, Lord. And Heavenly Father, I want to lift up the marriages, Lord, that are broken, Lord. And I ask right now that you just restore, Lord, and give the ones that are just struggling.
Yeah.
Strength, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
But I've been trying to get it. It's like, Al got it.
Lord, we just thank you for the ones that are joining us right now. And, Lord, we ask that you would put everybody to mute their phone if they're not going to pray so we do not hear them talking. Lord, we just ask that you would touch the pastors and all the leaders in the church around the world, that you would touch them and be bold in their preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they would speak God's word, use the words that Jesus taught. And, Lord, I just pray that they would have the Holy Spirit speak to them about conviction, about marriage being permanent, and that it's, we just pray that they would be bold to go to a prodigal if they're living in sin and love them and pray with them and try to work with them and not give up on any prodigals. And we'll just give you the praise and the glory of what the church is going to do, praying for the ones that have left the flock. Or praying for the lost souls, who the spouses who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not going to throw them out, Lord. We ask that you said you came to seek the lost, and we ask that you would seek the lost and bring them to the church to be touched and changed forever. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God, we thank you for this day, Father God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for new mercy and new grace every day, Father God. We lift up every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every person in this world. We lift them up to you right now, Father God. You know the needs of your people, Father God, for you are awesome and worthy to be praised. And we thank you. We thank you for everything that you have done, everything that you are doing, and everything that you will do in the lives of your people, Father God. Father God, bless, Father God, in only a way that you can. Father God, we thank you and we praise you and we give you honor and glory. Amen, amen.
Lord, I just want to lift up the young people that have been so affected, the innocence of the young people, ones that have been affected by divorce. And I want to pray protection over them, especially the unborn, and especially children and families where divorces occurred, and especially want to pray against the spirit of suicide coming against them to try to take these young people out, these young ones that are made in God's image. Just thank you, Lord, for that protection in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, right now I pray for our military and for the men and women that are serving our country, both in the United States and overseas. And God, I just pray that you would grant them safety as they have taken on this task to protect our freedom. And I pray for the families and the spouses that are left behind as they are deployed. I pray that you would keep their marriages intact. I pray that you would give the spouses that are left at home while their spouse is deployed a peace and a friendship with people of the same sex that would be an encouragement to them. And I pray mostly that the chaplains that are serving the military would be able to be a witness to the men and women in all of the armed forces and be able to help these men and women come to know you.
Amen. I just want to remind everybody that has joined us, we're thrilled to have everybody. There are many, many, many have joined us, and we're thrilled with the numbers. But, Lord, we need to ask you to put your phones on mute so we do not hear the children and other things so that everybody else can hear the people pray, and that will just make it so much nicer for everybody.
Lord, Charlene, how do you mute your phone? Is there a special code you push?
Usually I'll have Tim get on and tell you. Tim said most of the phones on. Do you have a regular phone or a cell phone?
It's a regular phone, but I've been on calls and it's like maybe star six or something. There's a way that you can do it, and I don't know what it is.
Star six.
Is it star six?
Yeah, star six.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. The other ones might not have known that either, so thank you for asking that.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for our educations, and we pray for all the people and that are being teachers, principals, and everything else. Lord, we know that we need your presence in all our schools and our colleges and our universities. We know what has happened to our schools this last few years with people that had mental or physical problems, mental problems that went with guns and tried to destroy so many people. And, Lord, we just thank you for the people who have been heroes in all those different situations. But, Lord, we also ask that you would just touch all the teachers. May they come to know you, and may they may not be able to speak about you every day, but, boy, the teachers can sure pray for every child that comes into her class or his class, and he can be an example of who he is in Christ. And, Lord, I pray that you would give the right teachers to our children that are going through separation and divorce, that they will have the special teachers that are Christians that will be able to pray for them and understand the loss and the emotions that they're going through right now. We ask that you would give, may we just pray for the teachers. May we not forget the teachers and all the ones that have the special skills to be teachers to help them in all the areas of school, colleges, and universities, and the ones that may even are children that have disabilities. I pray that you would just be with all of them, and may we pray for them, and may you give them divine helps from above, Lord, and may you give them the love for all of the children and see beyond some of their disabilities or some of their shenanigans that they may have at school, but may you see that sometimes the one that is not sitting still, Lord, may be the leader in the future that just can't, that is just going to be such a mighty person. May we not take and judge all these children when they're little and they're just growing up. And we'll just give you the praise and the glory that we can have education and we can learn and we can become mighty in the future. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Dana?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just continue praying.
I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I just have a quick question. My name is Rashida. Are we just praying on the line or?
Yes, we're just praying for any, for popcorn prayers for all the different areas that the National Day of Prayer is encouraging for the government, for the churches, for the military, for families, for education, media, and businesses.
Okay.
That was in your devotional today, so you can follow that and use that as an example to remind you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're
I didn't know if it was, we were just
us.
Listening in. Yes.
No,
so
no we
pray.
Ask you to participate for just short popcorn prayers and then mute your phone after you pray.
Okay, good. So, God, we come to you now, Lord, just thanking you and praising you, giving you glory and honor for who you are in our lives. We thank you, God, for Rejoice Marriage Ministries. Lord, I just would like to lift up family and media today. I pray, Lord, that you would just use the lines of media to influence in a positive way, dear God, and that you will be glorified and lifted up in that arena. Lord, we ask that you would touch every family, send all prodigals home in the name of Jesus, God. Cover our children, cover our finances, cover our all of our possessions and our extended family members as you see fit, dear God. And I just thank you and praise you and to touch the hearts of dear standers that are standing day in and day out. Make us courageous, God, and help us to never give up and give in, but to continue to press in and to trust in you, God. Your word says that you know the plans that you have for us and plans to give us a hope and a future. So we just come standing on your word. We thank you for those who work at Rejoice Marriage Ministry. We lift up all those on this call and who desire to call in later. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord God, I lift up Psalm 100 in praise. We shout for joy to you, Lord, all the earth. We worship you, Lord, with gladness. We will come before you with joyful songs. We know that you are the Lord and you are God. It is you who made us, and we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We give thanks to you, Lord, and praise your for you are good, and your love endures forever. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. The nation who God is the Lord, the people he chose for in his inheritance. Lord, we thank you that you do love all of your people, Father, and that you are in control of all things. There is nothing that is impossible. Lord, we thank you that you will bless our nation and our and Lord, that they will come to you and ask for your divine wisdom and guidance. Your word tells us if we ask, we will receive, seek, and we will find, knock, and the door will be open. So we pray that our leaders, Lord, will humble themselves before you and ask for your divine guidance in all decisions for our nation, Lord, so that you may be glorified in all things. We ask for a protection around all children, Lord God, that you will keep them safe always in your care and that they will all come to know you as the redeeming, wonderful Savior that you are. In Jesus' precious name, we lift these prayers. Amen.
Amen.
God, I just thank you right now for all the prodigals that are out there, Lord. We ask you right now to open their eyes so that they turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God so that they may receive forgiveness of their sins and share among those who are sanctified by you in faith. Oh, God, we ask you right now because your word also says that you are not slow in concerning your promises in some regard slowness, but you are being patient towards us because you do not wish for any of us to perish, but for all of us to come to repentance.
Yes.
God, we ask you right now that you give us a heart of compassion. Give us a heart of flesh instead of stone, oh God. We thank you right now, and we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you touch each prodigal, that you are the comforter. Send the Holy Spirit to comfort those standers who are out there who are standing and holding on for their families, oh God. Meet each person where they are today. Meet each need financially, Father God, emotionally, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you because we know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly everything that we can ask or think. In Jesus' name.
Lord, I want to lift up the standards to you around the world, Lord. I pray, Father, that we would humble ourselves, Lord, that we would be willing to change, that we would be willing for you to show us areas in our own lives, Lord, that are not right. And, Father, that we would not try to change our mates, not try to manipulate our mates, Lord, but leave our mates to you. But, Father, just keep an open, keep our eyes on you, and keep an open heart for correction, Lord. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for each and every one of the prodigals, Lord, that you will continue to speak to them in night dreams and visions and throughout the day, Lord God, that they will be constantly reminded of their disobedience to you, Lord God, and of the family and the wives or husbands that they have walked away from. We pray, Lord, that you will minister to them and that you will draw them back to you into a right relationship with you, Father, and that they will turn their lives around and be obedient to your call upon their lives. Lord, we thank you that you will bring comfort to the standards, that you will keep them strong, and they will remember that you are their refuge and strength, their ever-present help in trouble. And, Lord, that we can cast our cares on you because you do care for us, Father, and you will meet each and every need that we have. And we just thank you, Father, that we will remain strong and focused on you until these marriages are completely restored. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I would like right now to lift up all of those who do not know you, Lord, who need salvation, that you would lead them in the right direction, Lord, that you would allow us all to be light, Lord, that we can be a good representative of you, Lord, so that people can see the Jesus inside of us, Lord Jesus. And I just praise you and thank you in advance.
Father God, I lift up celebrities to you, Father. Father, celebrities that know you, like Stephen Baldwin and other, Tim Tebow and people that are in the media, Lord, celebrity statuses, Lord God, that you would just continue to give them a holy boldness, that they would proclaim you and your majesty and your strength and that you are the answer to all the world's problems. Father God, I pray that more and more celebrities would come out and just stand their ground for morals, Lord. And I just pray, Father God, that you would just use them as a mighty influence for people. We know, Father God, that you are King, and I know we shouldn't look to the media and celebrities, Father God, but you also put them there for a reason. And we pray, Father God, that people would look to them, but also that those individuals would turn us to look at Jesus, that Jesus is the answer for everything. In your holy name I pray.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I just lift up all pastors and all churches, churches that no longer are having a invitation for salvation at the end of the service, Lord. I've just heard multiple times that that is becoming like an epidemic, and Lord, that's not what you want. You do not want anybody to perish. So I pray that you put a burden on each and every pastoral staff, each and every person that is an elder or part of leadership, Lord, that they will feel that the invitation for salvation at the end of every service. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
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 Lord, I come to you right now, lifting up your holy name, Lord God. We give you all the honor, the glory, dominion, power, and praise, Lord God. And we worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, that you are touching the hearts of each and every prodigal right now, Lord God, that you're removing the scales from their eyes, Lord God. I thank you for sending men and women of God across their path, Lord, to speak a holy word unto them, Lord. And I thank you that you're preparing their souls to receive that word and obey your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now for all the standards, Lord. I thank you that you are giving them your wisdom, your peace, your strength, your love, and your joy, Lord. I thank you for all the experiences and all of the lessons that we are learning as men and women of God, Father. I thank you right now for Rejoice Marriage Ministries, Lord. I speak blessings and abundance upon that ministry, Lord God, that they will continue to spread what thus saith the Lord in reference to marriage. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name.
We want to thank each of you for joining us. And as a reminder, if you could just press mute on your phone, or if you're on a landline phone, if you push *6, and that will help us be able to focus as we continue to pray.
Lord, I lift up the standards around the world that may have the most urgent need today, that they're the ones that are really depressed, desperate, discouraged, defeated. They see no hope. They see no only circumstances. I pray for every one of our standards around the world that you would touch them. You would encourage them today. You would give them a rhema word as they open up the Word of God. I pray that they would hunger and thirst for the Word of God. I pray that they would pray to you throughout the day with popcorn prayers like we're doing right now. Lord, we can talk to you all the time. We don't have to have a special time. And Lord, I just pray that you would just strengthen our standards to have the vision and the passion for marriage restoration. I pray that it will not consume them as an idol, but I pray it would consume them to be on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ's commandments and hating what he hates and believing in the Ten Commandments that adultery is wrong. And Lord, we stand up that we would pray. I pray, oh Lord, I pray that we stand up and that ones that are doing this, that we would say, Lord, change me. Change me to be the man in God I need to be, the man, the woman of God I need to be. Help my children to be the children and the little kids that understand and know the Word of God and memorize Scripture. Lord, we want us to be a lighthouse in every one of our homes, in every city, every state, every country, around the world, that we will not have a bushel put over our light, but that we will be an example and we will increase. We will multiply because we're going to share the truth, and the truth is going to set these people free, that divorce is not the answer. Separation is not the answer. It's us loving our spouses unconditionally and changing us to be the mothers and fathers and the husbands and wives we need to be. Lord, get us to stop thinking inwardly but outwardly. Stop thinking about just ourselves but about the other people who have marriage problems. And may we give them the answers. May we give them the hope and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. God, you are the answer. And we just give you the praise and the glory. What you're going to do for standards around the world today, because two or three are gathered together, is going to be done. And we have almost 100 people that are praying in agreement right now for God to move on marriages, move on the prodigals, touch their hearts today, get them to come to their senses today, where they, all of a sudden they hear your voice so very loudly. And we know that you can do it. And whatever has got them blocked to come home, may you open and show them the way of escape today and give them the truth that they know your truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We take authority over the forces of darkness causing prayer failures in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we break down every demonic wall of prayerlessness, frustration, and discouragement in our lives. In the name of Jesus. And we claim and receive from God the mind of Christ. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Lord, we just lift up those prodigals today that think, Lord, that they have repented and they've turned, but yet they're still with the other person, Father. We lift these people up today. We lift all these prodigals that are blinded by sin and not hearing your truth, Heavenly Father. Let them be convicted today, Father, that the scales of sin will be removed from their eyes and that they will see your truth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we lift up all these other women and other men that are involved with all married men and women, Lord God. We pray, Lord, that they will recognize who you are, Lord God, and who they are in you. We ask that you bless them to know you in a real way, in an intimate way, to desire to obey you, Lord God. We ask that you bless other men and women with their own husbands and wives that you have set aside for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to forgive them for their sins, Lord God, for they definitely do not understand the seriousness of the offenses that are being committed, Lord. So I just lift up the other men and women, Lord God, and ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, y'all.
Father, I pray that you would use time in the lives of standers around the world to be salt and light, draw to you, Lord, to hear your heart, Lord, to reach out to other people and to love us.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gift of the Spirit. Heavenly Father, I praise and thank you for everything you have done for us today and everything you are going to do for us today, God. Heavenly Father, I know that the battle is not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, I put on each of us the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand, we will be strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might, according to Ephesians 6. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory. God, we thank you. So shall we prevail, because the battle is not ours, but yours in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord, I pray for the children right now that are in the midst of a situation that they did not ask to get involved in with their parents' marriage problems. And I just pray right now that you would comfort these children, help them to find a godly influence that can breathe life into them in the absence of a mother or a father. And I just pray that you would give the parent that is home and with this child the courage to take them to church, to get them involved in a children's ministry, to get them involved in a youth group, to get them involved with other godly children that are their same age. And I pray that they would have a positive impact on their lives. Lord, I pray for the kids that are hurting so bad because they feel so abandoned by their parent that has left. And I just pray that you would comfort them. And in the midst of this chaos, I pray that you would just be a lighthouse to them, Lord. Help them not feel like they are worthless and they're not valuable, but help them know that you do love them. And I pray for the young child that we sent a prayer request out for yesterday that is 9 years old and attempted suicide a few days ago. And I just pray that you would specifically draw near to this family and to this child as they walk through this valley and help them to get the professional and medical help that they need, but most of all, help them to call upon your name for healing in this area. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I lift up the chapel page, and I lift up and I pray that our standers will have a burden to go to the chapel page, and I pray they will pray for others. And I pray that they will, we lift up Nicole, and we pray for a total healing for her of her cancer and many, many other ones that are battling cancer. We're praying that they would all get good reports. We pray their chemo and their radiation that they're having to go through, that they will not have bad side effects, that you will just block it in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would just touch all the ones that are on the chapel page. And, Lord, the prayer requests that you send in that are for the families and the marriages, Lord, I lift up the people that are looking for jobs right now, that are needing employment. And, Lord, we have a lot of standards that want to get a job. They want to work. And I pray that you will give them today you will find them a job. Tomorrow, we're praying, they're going to go out and put their application or send it by email, and you know, all of a sudden they're going to get a phone call, and they're going to fit the perfect situation for that employment. And I pray for them to get raises and blessings and favor and success in whatever they do. And may all of us work at our jobs, at our employment, at our careers, at our passions and our everything we do as unto the Lord. And may we not be slothful, but may we be the example wherever we work, that we work as unto the Lord. Lord, I just pray for the ones that are losing their homes, that are having to move in with their parents at this time because they do not have money to rent a house or an apartment. So, Lord, I just pray for all of these people that you would get their finances in order and be able to get back where they have their family alone in maybe a smaller situation. But Lord, I just pray that you will just be with all our standers that are having financial problems, be it having their car fixed or they're having they're not having enough food. I pray you will provide everybody with the proper food and be able to pay the electricity bills and the water bills and all the necessities of life. You are Jehovah Jireh, and we are asking that you will provide supernaturally by your will and way, and by us doing our part that we need to do. And may the churches that they go to, if they know their needs and they're in that crisis, may they rise up to help them for this specific time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the hope that we have in you. I thank you, Lord, for this ministry that I found through the internet, and the encouragement that I receive every day, for the way that you have been speaking not only to me, but thousands of standards in the world, Lord Jesus. I just, Lord Jesus, ask you that you keep blessing Charlene and the ministry, and that you will make a way for other people to find this ministry, Lord Jesus, so that they can find the hope that we have in you. Lord, I just praise you, and I thank you for this encouragement that you have given all of us to keep standing for our marriages, to keep standing for what it is true, for defending our families, Lord. I just pray for all of the marriages, Lord Jesus, that have not reached the point where my marriage is. I pray that you will waken up the wives and husbands, Lord, before the troubles come, that they will get on their knees and get closer to you so that they can prevent all the catastrophe that came to me. I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you will open their eyes, that they will hear your word, Lord Jesus, of warnings. And I just pray, Lord, for their children as well. I just pray, Lord Jesus, for a revival in America. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will send a revival in Hollywood, Lord Jesus, that you will bring new experiences of the word of God. I just pray, Lord Jesus, that their hearts will be turned towards you, so that they will start sending out communication that will lead people towards you, not against you, Lord Jesus. I just give you all the glory and praise today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will humble each and every one of these prodigals before you, Lord. We bind up the spirit of lust, the spirit of arrogance, the spirit of pride, the spirit of adultery, the spirit of lust, deceit. We bind all of these in the name of Jesus, and we ask, Father, that you will prodigals
with the fruits of your Spirit, Lord, that they will become the men and women of God that you created them to be. And we ask that you will transform standards, Lord, so that we will be the wives and husbands that you desire us to be, Lord, for our returning prodigals. And we pray, Lord, that each and every one of us and our prodigals will be humble before you, Lord, that that we will all come to know you for the wonderful Lord that you are and know that you are in control of things. You work all things together for the good of those who love you and live according to your purpose, Lord, and that is what we ask. And in the name of Jesus, lift these prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise
glory to your name. Glory to your name, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. You are worthy, God.
Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Father God.
You promise that you will build a man to you,
Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Lord, we do pray for the government, and there are so many sections of the government that need your divine wisdom and knowledge, and for all of the issues that they're facing across the seas and different countries. And we also, they need discernment and their hearts open to your will and way regarding running this country. Lord, we pray that they would, the ones that are in there, we pray for them to seek your face, and that they would not do what they want to do or what a committee wants them to do, but you would have them humble themselves, and you would speak to them in dreams and visions of warnings of turning and doing it in their flesh and not doing what you want them to do. And, Lord, I just pray for the president, the vice president, his cabinet, and all the issues that every day, it seems like every week, there is a crisis. Lord, we pray for his wisdom and that he would humble himself to seek your face and know he is in a position that unless you give him divine wisdom and knowledge that he is going to make mistakes and that he needs to run this nation and run it properly. Lord, I pray for all our natural catastrophes and across the United States with the people having even snow right now in May. And I pray for the fires that are going on in California and all our firemen that risk their lives to protect housing and properties. And Lord, I just pray that you would be with the firemen, be with the winds that are blowing the wrong way, and we just ask that you would just give them, you can speak to the wind as you have done it before, Lord Jesus, and you can say slow down or stop. And we just pray, we're in agreement where there's so many people here today, that we would pray that you would slow those winds down in California and that you would stop the fires and stop the damage and destroying so many people's houses and protect all the firemen and all the people that are volunteering and working and to protect the people's lives and to stop the fire. We just thank you. We thank you for the firefighters. We thank you for the firemen. We thank you for the policemen and the rescuers and the ones that came and rose to the occasion in the Boston Marathon. We thank you for the people who work and protect us each and every day. And we ask that you would be with them all. And we ask that they would always mm-hmm. look to you for their divine protection. And they would look to you. I pray for them to all become on fire for you. And they would be Christians. And we would have groups that would just rise up and pray for these policemen and all of them that risk their lives every day for the criminals that are going out and taking their guns and doing crazy things. Lord, we ask that you would just thank you for how you have set up our government and how all the issues, the way it's done and run in our state and our local governments and our governors. Lord, we need you to go into every section of our governments in every area, not only nationwide across the United States, but we need to do it statewide and locally. And we ask that you would give all of these people your divine wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. And Lord, I pray that they would ask, because they would feel humbled that they don't even know what to do regarding certain situations, that they would look up to you and say, I need your divine help. And when they hear, God hears them calling and asking, I know that you will answer them and you will direct their steps. Lord, I pray that we would have a revival not only in our churches, but I pray for a revival across our nation. We need a revival. We need a revival in America to humble ourselves and repent for what we're doing. I pray for we would come against the abortion, some way block and stop that. And I pray that we would rise up, that we would, all the Supreme Court's decisions they have to make this year, that they would still say that the definition of a marriage is one man and one woman. And I just pray that we will stand up and the church will rise up and we will not be a silent church that doesn't speak up from right and wrong, and that we will, that not the loudest person gets their rights, but the right of the moral values of God's word gets the way it was created when we came to America and when it was founded, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I pray that the Christians, as Charlene said, would rise up and we would stand up for marriage and the definition of marriage as one man and one woman forever. And Lord, I would pray that we would show love. We've shown condemnation and that to people who are confused and people who do not know you, Lord. But help us to show love. Help us to win them by love, Lord, by speaking your truth, but speaking it in love. In Jesus' name.
Lord, I pray for our schools across America, and I just pray and ask that you would protect these institutions, keep them safe, keep the children safe as they are there. We're in a world today where just because you're in a school doesn't mean that you are protected from harm, and we've seen that all too much recently. And I just pray that you would protect the children as they go to school. Be with the teachers and the administrators that work at these schools, and I just ask that you would, instead of having these governments and counties take God out of schools, that they would be more inclined to leave you in school and to allow things that are of your word to be in schools. I pray that the communities that are trying to get things that are against your word in schools, like gay days and things like that, that those would be blocked and that we would not be sending our kids into a war zone where they're exposed to things that we don't want them exposed to even in our homes. But most importantly, God, I just pray that you would protect the facilities and students as they go to school every day.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I pray that you would allow us, Father Lord, the Christians, to shine for you, Father Lord, to be the light and the salt of this world. That those that... Lord, but we stand on the promises that you give us daily for your mercies every day, God. You are an amazing Lord, Father, and we praise you and we glorify you, Father Lord, and let us, Father Lord, shine for you. Let us display your glory, Father God, as we continue to praise you and continue to seek you all the days of our lives. Shower us, Father Lord, with your blessings and continue to guide us and purify us and change us, Father Lord. Change us, God, that through us, Father Lord, the whole world around us may also be changed. To you alone be the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Dear God, we just come to you thanking you for your saving grace, your strong right hand, and your outstretched arm. No one has an arm like yours, Lord. Excuse me. And even as you brought the children of Israel out of the Red Sea, we know that you are doing the same for each and every one of us, even for the United States of America, God. We depend upon you to see us through. There's absolutely nothing impossible for you, Jesus. We take courage and comfort knowing that you are our strength when we are weak. We call you faithful in the midst of what seems so horrible and unexplainable. Our trust is in you, God. We take you at your word, for your word will never return unto you void. We expect your word to bring back all that was lost or stolen from us in Jesus' name. We decree that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against us, you will show to be in the wrong. Lord, we thank you for being a shield all around us. You are our exceeding great reward, and our shelter is in you. You are our refuge and our fortress. There is absolutely nothing that can separate us from your love, dear God. We declare that your perfect will, you will perfect the will that concerns us, God, and we cast all our cares on you because you care for us, oh God. The challenges that we face in our lives are only work in patience, and the patience we're receiving is giving us experience, an experience that's given us hope, because the hope that we're receiving out of this experience will not be disappointing in the end, oh God. So we all already say that the enemy is already defeated. We declare victory today. We walk in your divine will for our lives, for our children, and for our country, God. We thank you, dear God, and thank you that you're delivering us from our strong enemy. Your divine will for this time in our lives will be accomplished, and you're causing these trials and tribulations to promote us. We command the resurrecting power of Jesus to come forth in America, in our families, and in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I want to thank you, God, and thank Charlene for the fantastic opportunity to be able to pray with all these people via this conference call. I ask, Lord, please bless every single one of them. And I pray that we will have many more opportunities like this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
God, I pray against anxiety and fear and stress, because you said that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, peace, joy, and a sound mind. And God, I ask you right now just to be with your people all over the world. God, just give them comfort in their minds. Renew our way of thinking, God. Be with us each day and each night, Father God. You said that you would let us lie down and sleep peacefully, for you make us safe and secure, Lord. Take every stress, every heartache, every pain, every fear that could be within our hearts, Father, and within our minds, Lord. And I ask you that you would take those burdens, Father God, and that you would just help us, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Father, I pray that you will remind the standers every day to put on the armor of God, Lord, not only on themselves but on their family members, Lord, as they pray and intercede for them. I pray the verse that we have for this week from Charlene Cares, I pray, Lord, that we would demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we would take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, because, Lord, as you know, sometimes our thoughts want to go to negative things, Lord, and you have given us a vision of our mate. I just pray that you refresh the vision of our mate that you have given us, Lord, so that is more real than the circumstances. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for the Rejoice Marriage Ministries and the support that it offers to each and every stander, Lord God, that is going through the most difficult time. And Father, I just thank and Charlene and her family, Lord, so that your will be accomplished in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you today for this opportunity to come together in your name. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have given to us throughout our lives. We ask you that you look over our government and our leaders and all of our military and those who are in charge of keeping us safe, Lord, here on earth. We ask you to bless our families, Lord, to bless our spouses, those that may have left, and to bless the standers, their hearts and their spirits, and help them not to feel the anxiety and the pain that it is here, Lord, and give us the strength and energy to be able to depend and to lean on you for all that we need. We know that you are the one. We know that you are our Father and that you already have a plan for our lives, that we have no idea what is in store for us, Lord. But please give us the strength and the courage to be better than we were the day before. We ask this in your name. Amen.
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 Lord Jesus, help our spouses to quit looking at the treasures of this world. Help our spouses to understand that you are the most important thing. You are the only one that can give true peace. You are the only one that can give salvation. Help them to see that, Lord Jesus. Help them to seek after you, convict them. And help us, give us wisdom, God. Help us to understand how to handle all the different situations that come up. Give us wisdom. Give us hope. Lord Jesus, please give hope to every woman and every man that is on this conference call and every stander throughout the world and throughout our nation that you are the answer and that you can do this, that you are so strong and you are so powerful and you are supreme authority, you are permanent authority, and you can make this happen. There's nothing too difficult for you, Lord. Give us hope. Give them all hope. Bring our prodigal spouses back to you, to return to you, to live with all of your principles, to give our hearts totally to you, to have the courage to leave the people that they are with. And also I ask you protection on the people that they are going to leave, that their hearts would not be crushed, but that they would just have a peace knowing that this is the way that you want it, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for everyone on this phone call. And I ask you just to bless every single person on this phone call, every marriage represented here. Please restore them in the name of Jesus and by the precious blood of Jesus, I pray.
Yes.
Lord, I pray for our upcoming events that we'll be having in Dallas and in Cincinnati. And I just pray that right now, as you're preparing people that are registering for these events, that you would send the people that need to come and be encouraged and be blessed by this. And Lord, I pray that these 2 weekends would be a time of restoration and healing for these families. I pray for the upcoming Dallas trip and the many couples that have registered to come. And Lord, some of them are in different processes of separation, divorce, and restoration. And I just pray that your healing would come on all of the people that attend these events. Lord, I pray that if someone is contemplating coming and Satan is attacking them with reasons that they shouldn't go and that they shouldn't attend, I just pray that you would break down the walls of circumstances and help them be able to go to get this encouragement from others that they need. I know what a blessing our weekly Bible, our monthly Bible study is to people, and I know that this would be an encouragement as well. Lord, I pray for my mom as she's preparing her teachings for this for these weekends, and I just pray that they would be anointed by you and teachings that you want to be published to other people, and it would be an encouragement to other people wherever they're at in their stand. Amen.
Amen. Lord, just thank you just for just allowing me an opportunity, Lord, to come just seek your face, Father God, for you have said in your word, if your people, which are called by your name, will humble ourselves and pray, seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, you will forgive our sins and you will hear from heaven and just heal our land, Father God. And Lord, I just pray for this nation as a whole, Lord, and that we would just turn our hearts back to you, to our first love first, Father God, and then our spouses to take their rightful place in our homes, Father God. And Lord, I pray for our prodigal spouses, Father God, our prodigal husbands, Father God, that they would just love their wives like Christ loved the church and gave himself for us, Father God.
And eventually a cure through the support of research, focusing on milestone-driven projects and partnerships with academia.
Just pray for the strength of all the standards around the world, Lord God, that you would just continue to just breathe on us, Father God, and give us your strength and give us your peace that surpasses all understanding, that would keep all of our hearts and minds through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God. And I pray for the of the standards that may be suffering health conditions, Father God. For, Lord, you know what we all stand in the need of, Father God. So I just ask you to just...
Lord, we just thank you for today. We thank you for letting us be able to pray for our government, our churches, our military, our families, and the education, media, and the businesses around the world that we pray for success for them. Lord, we just praise you and thank you for this excellent conference we've had, call we've had. We thank you for all the people that have participated and that have prayed with us silently and the ones that have interjected and prayed. But, Lord, we're just going to open up the phones, and I'd like us all to, in unison, I will lead to pray the Lord's Prayer, and we'll just start at one time. And we just ask that you would all have a blessed afternoon, and we pray that you will keep this day remembering to pray for America, as this is the National Day of Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
If we can help you in any way, we invite you to visit the website of Rejoice Marriage Ministries at www.rejoiceministries.org. Thanks for joining us today as we proclaim that God heals hurting marriages.